Harper Audio presents The Greatest Prayer, Rediscovering the Revolutionary Message of the Lord's Prayer by John Dominic Crossan. Read for you by Walter Dixon. Prologue. The Strangest Prayer. The Lord's Prayer is Christianity's greatest prayer. It is also Christianity's strangest prayer. It is prayed by all Christians, but it never mentions Christ. It is prayed in all churches, but it never mentions church. It is prayed on all Sundays, but it never mentions Sunday. It is called the Lord's Prayer, but it never mentions Lord. It is prayed by fundamentalist Christians, but it never mentions the inspired inerrancy of the Bible, the virgin birth, the miracles, the atoning death, or bodily resurrection of Christ. It is prayed by evangelical Christians, but it never mentions the Evangelium, or Gospel. It is prayed by Pentecostal Christians, but never mentions ecstasy or the Holy Spirit. It is prayed by Congregational, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, and Roman Catholic Christians, but it never mentions congregation, priest, bishop, or pope. It is prayed by Christians who split from one another over this or that doctrine, but it never mentions a single one of those doctrines. It is prayed by Christians who focus on Christ's substitutionary sacrificial atonement for human sin, but it never mentions Christ, substitution, sacrifice, atonement, or sin. It is prayed by Christians who focus on the next life in heaven or in hell, but it never mentions the next life, heaven or hell. It is prayed by Christians who emphasize what it never mentions, and also prayed by Christians who ignore what it does. You could respond, of course, that there is nothing strange there at all. You might say, a Jewish prayer from the Jewish Jesus. Hence, nothing Christian or even Jewish Christian is present. But that only invites us to start the question of strangeness all over again. It does not mention covenant or law, temple or Torah, circumcision or purity, and so on. What if the Lord's Prayer is neither a Jewish prayer for Jews, nor yet a Christian prayer for Christians? What if it is, as this book suggests, a prayer from the heart of Judaism on the lips of Christianity for the conscience of the world? What if it is, as this book suggests, a radical manifesto and a hymn of hope for all humanity in language addressed to all the earth? The Lord's Prayer is, for me, both a revolutionary manifesto and a hymn of hope. It is revolutionary because it presumes and proclaims the radical vision of justice that is the core of Israel's biblical tradition. It is a hymn because it presumes and produces poetic techniques that are at the core of Israel's biblical poetry. In ordinary everyday language, the word justice has come primarily, if not exclusively, to mean retributive justice, that is, punishment. For example, I was working on this prologue while in Denver on September 27, 2009. The Denver Post's Sunday headline was about DUI justice, and it discussed whether punishments were fairly and equally imposed on all accused persons. That headline took for granted that most readers would see the word justice and correctly understand that it meant punishment, judicial punishment, but punishment nonetheless. But the primary meaning of justice is not retributive, but distributive. To be just means to distribute everything fairly. The primary meaning of justice is equitable distribution of whatever you have in mind, even if that is retribution or punishment. Do not think this is some game with words. Here is what is at stake. The biblical tradition speaks of God as a God of justice and righteousness. Psalms chapter 99, verse 4, Isaiah chapter 33, verse 5, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 24. Those two words express the same content. A God of justice and righteousness is a God who does what is just by doing what is right, and does what is right by doing what is just. The redundant phrase proclaims that God's world must be distributed fairly and equitably among all God's people. Whenever, then, I use the term justice with respect to the biblical tradition, Jesus, or the Lord's Prayer, it will be distributive justice I have almost exclusively in mind.